You know, one of the things about computers, modern technology, all the things that we're exposed to, different television programs now that there's on that I grew up with as a kid, and most of you did too, and they even have old-time game shows and all that. And there was one that, and I titled my message this morning, Truth and Consequences. But there was one that went back in 1961, somewhere around in there. There was a program called Truth or Consequences. And you know who the host was? It was Bob Barker, who later became the host of The Price is Right, I think. Yeah, and it's really... So, Truth and Consequences, or Truth or Consequences? Think about that. Our scripture lesson this morning is out of Luke's Gospel. We're still in Luke's lectionary. I love Luke's Gospel because he relates an awful lot and pays attention to a lot of the teachings of Jesus, especially the parables. And in chapter 16, we looked at last week about the shrewd manager. And this week, I want to look at Luke 16, 19 through 31. This is a story of the rich man and Lazarus, which I'm sure most of us had heard. Join me if you would. Jesus said, there was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed and who lived each day in luxury. At his door lay a diseased beggar named Lazarus. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open sores. Finally, the beggar died and was carried by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and his soul went to the place of the dead. There, in torment, he saw Lazarus in a far distance with Abraham. The rich man shouted, Father Abraham, have some pity. Send Lazarus over here to dip his finger in cool water and place it on my tongue because I am in anguish in these flames. But Abraham said to him, Son, remember, during your lifetime you had everything you wanted and Lazarus had nothing. So now he is being comforted, and you are in anguish. And besides, there's a great chasm separating us. Anyone who wanted to cross over to you from here is stopped at its edge, and no one there can cross over to us. The rich man said, Please, Father Abraham, send him to my father's home, for I have five brothers, and I want him to warn them about this place of torment so they won't have to come here and when they die. But Abraham said, Moses and the prophets have warned them. Your brothers can read their writings anytime they want to. The rich man replied, No, Father Abraham, but if someone is sent to them from the dead, then they will turn from their sins. I love what Jesus tells him. But, I always like the buts in Scripture, but Abraham said, If they won't listen to Moses and the prophet, they won't listen even to someone who rises from the dead. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.